California holds primary elections tomorrow, and among other things, voters in Santa Clara County will decide whether to recall Judge Aaron Persky. 2 years ago, Persky sentenced Brock Turner, a 19-year-old Stanford University swimmer who was found guilty of sexually assaulting an intoxicated and unconscious woman outside a frat party, to 6 months in jail. Some thought that sentence was too lenient and launched an effort to recall Judge Persky, but not everyone supports the recall. Margaret Russell, who's a law professor at Santa Clara University, is against it. She joins us now. Margaret, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
And a lot of people were outraged by Judge Persky's sentence for Brock Turner. They felt it was too lenient, that the judge may have favored Turner because he was a white male university athlete. That's what sparked this recall campaign. The judge says the sentence was lawful. What was your initial reaction to that sentence?
I certainly understand why there was outrage. That was 2 years ago. I think the impetus for our no recall energy, particularly in the last 6 months, has been that outrage cannot be the basis of a wise recall or decision-making process. There have to be more facts. There has to be more of a structure of analyzing the issues.
Are you saying that there would be a situation in which you would support the recall of a judge?
California, as you know, is one of the few states that does have a judicial recall system. It hasn't been used in over 80 years. And under the California Constitution, it is described very generally. So there are no specific criteria. The other side says that that means that whenever somebody wants to recall a judge, they have the right to recall the judge as long as they get enough signatures to put it on the ballot. Well, it's our position that judges should not be recalled for decisions that are lawful, even if they are controversial, because the judicial branch is a separate, independent branch of government. So if I were ever to support a judicial recall in this state, I would look at criteria such as violating the law. I would look at misconduct. I would look at incompetence in terms of inability to perform the duties of the office. And Judge Persky has been, his record has been really raked over the coals, but also examined quite rigorously by several bodies, including the Commission on Judicial Performance. And no one has found misconduct or bias of any sort.
The Stanford law professor who is leading the recall campaign, that would be Michelle Dauber, says Judge Persky has a history of what she sees as bias in cases of sexual assault and violence against women, particularly where the perpetrator is an athlete or otherwise privileged in some way. So she sees a pattern with this judge.
And that is not true. And I have to say that this is the problem with taking one case, such as the Turner case, and then building a narrative around that case. At the time, the Turner case was the source of the recall movement. Since then, they have, we think, cherry-picked five cases or so out of the 20,000 cases that Judge Persky has heard over his years, in which there have never been any complaints registered by the district attorney, by the public defenders, and instead created a narrative about those cases, those five cases, that upon investigation, we have found to be not true. And we've explained that on our website and our materials. And in fact, even a newspaper that wound up endorsing the recall said that they found that argument unpersuasive.
The Santa Clara County District Attorney, Jeffrey Rosen, is also opposed to the recall. He worked to get a law passed that makes sexual assaults like the one Brock Turner committed punishable with a mandatory sentence of 3 years in prison. Do you think mandatory sentencing for sexual assault crimes is a good idea?
I do not. And that is part of an overall belief that I have, that mandatory minimums remove the discretion that judges really need to craft solutions that hold defendants accountable without prescribing ahead of time rigid solutions.
Do you think that if Judge Persky is recalled, that people are going to look at this from the outside and say, this is about the Me Too movement?
Well, you know, that remains to be seen, obviously, and some people will do that. But I think there's also a very strong trend that we need to pay attention to, and it is this, that before the publicity about Me Too, of course, there have always been wrongs against women, and it is very important to address them. But the development of getting rid of judges because you think they are soft on crime, that's a pretty old ploy, and it's a very regressive one. That really concerns me because, as Ruth Bader Ginsburg and many others have said, the independent courts are really a crown jewel of our democracy, and democracies die when you start treating judges like political pawns in a prize fight. They represent a process and a fair process, and they should not promise any conclusion in any case.
So what do you think is going to happen?
Well, I have to say we are the underdog. We have been working very hard because they spent a year and a half gathering signatures for the ballot, and I am hopeful that we are continuing to turn the tide, but I do think it's going to be close.
That's Margaret Russell, who is a law professor at Santa Clara University in California. She is against the recall of Judge Aaron Persky. We'll find out what happens tomorrow. Margaret Russell, thank you.
Thank you.